Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To my colleague and friend, Simon Constable, in the south of France, in paradise, Occitanie. He is here to report first on the climate. It should be perfect, as is southern New England right now, sunny and chill, winter's eve. The south of France, however, has continental and ocean breezes, so I'm never quite sure. Simon, a very good day to you. You've emphasized to me that your hacienda in the south of France is surrounded by startlingly gorgeous old oaks. How are they doing, Simon? Good day to you.
Good day to you, John. Well, this week we had some amazing wind coming through, basically through the house and through the forests and woodland around us. And the big oaks, some of which are a few hundred years old, were swaying backwards and forwards. Now, you know how big these things are and how heavy they are. It was really quite frightening in some ways when it was doing this. And then comes today, and I get up, and it's 37 degrees Fahrenheit, went up to a high of 57, which is very nice. No wind, absolutely no wind, and lots of sunlight. Absolutely beautiful, quiet, barely any sounds outdoors, barely any traffic. There are a few people out there for the chasse, which is the hunt. So they're all out there with their dogs doing their thing. But again, very, very quiet. And it's been an amazing day so far.
Oak is what Britain built its reputation with, the wall of oak called the Royal Navy. So I think of the oaks as consistent with your patronage. At the same time, Simon, the way you tell the story, it reminds me of the Ents of Tolkien. In any event, we move from the perpetual forest of the south of France to commodities. Now, there have been many changes since the election. Expectations, tariff talk. Do you see any movement in Brent crude?
Hardly any. It's $73 per barrel, which is down a tiny bit, not even really a whole dollar down. From last week, the TTF, which is basically the natural gas electricity price, which is 46 euros per megawatt hour. That's up 8.2% on the year, but barely changed from last week when we spoke. What has been moving, though, are the three bourgeois foods on the list that we've got: cocoa, coffee, and orange juice. Cocoa is up 105%. Over the last year. So it's now $8,974 per metric ton. That's really quite high a price. And it had been going down for a while, and now it's coming back up and may manage to get above $10,000 per ton, maybe even higher, maybe even get to get over the recent high, which was well over $10,000. Coffee now $3.20. That's up 75% on the year. And we're pretty much getting into record levels there. And orange juice now $5.14 per pound, up 24% over the year. And again, that last one and the first one have been to do with lack of the crop. Nothing really else happening there with those two, the cocoa and the orange juice. But two things are really bad.
We go from the commodities to, first of all, the challenging environment in Europe. Slow growth for many, many decades, almost become normalized. But Germany is beyond slow right now. It's deindustrializing. It's pointing fingers. It's headed for an election. You've written for Fox News about Germany and its economy. It looks troubled. We'd call it a recession, but the Germans are pointing fingers at the major car companies, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, and not anticipating the marketplace, which is decidedly not rushing to buy EVs. What else about Germany strikes you as a troubled headed to a new election?
Well, one of the huge things, in addition to the reliance for many, many years on cheap energy from Russia, when we look forward and see that China is now a direct competitor with Germany for really highly engineered items like cars. It's not just cars, though, but it's things like that that require a lot of engineering. And Germany really can't take on that level of competition. It isn't able to do that, especially when the cheap energy has disappeared. Well, it hasn't really been disappeared. It hasn't disappeared. It's been disappeared by sanctions and all the rest of it. That's bad. Then you've also got a fiscal squeeze. There is a law in the German government that means that if borrowing gets too high, there is a law that says, okay, they've got to restrain that and cut their spending a bit to reduce the debt level. It's unique to Germany within Europe. It's not there in other countries, which are basically ruled by the EU, which is very interesting. And then on top of that, the finance minister just got fired by the Chancellor of Germany, and there's going to be another election in early 2025. So you think you've got problems? Everyone else has got problems, but Germany seems to have the most of any problems that I've written about lately. It's really not looking good at all. I think this is going to be very hard for them to put a new government together as well that will work together, probably largely because it will be a coalition government, and coalition governments are always on the brink of breaking up the entire government again.
The UK's got more than troubles. It's got Keir Starmer, the man who can't govern straight. In these last days, I don't have time to list the odd remarks. The one that gained my attention is that he will not say that he won't raise taxes again, following Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, saying she won't raise taxes again. What's your favorite of Keir Starmer of the week?
My Keir Starmer of the week came out on the radio this morning. I was listening to the BBC on a Today program, and there was news that the government, which was basically Keir Starmer now, is saying that, yes, there will be taxes put directly on to gambling. Now, I thought when you gamble, the gambling is the tax, because you're most likely to lose it. So the idea that putting on a tax would make any difference may encourage people to go gambling, because at least they're losing more money than they were normally. I think it's really crazy.
The petition, now 2 million signatures to force a new election. Not something that can be forced, but it's just suggestive. Have you signed that petition, Simon? It's going around back home.
No, I have not. I have not signed that petition. And given that I live in France, it would seem a little odd that I would do that. But I can understand people's frustration with the government. I don't think it will make any difference at a level of 2 million. If it gets to a level of 30 million, I think that would be suddenly become very, very worrying to the government. And they might have to moderate some of the quite frankly, ridiculous policies that have been put in place. It's not good for Starmer, though, if it keeps going in this direction.
Simon, quickly, you've written for Kiplinger's about Y2K. Explain as quickly as you can what that phenomenon was that led to NASDAQ's crash in March of 2000.
Well, many decades ago, when computers were first being programmed, back in the 70s, 1970s and 1980s, there was a desire to keep the costs down. And so what the programmers did is they lopped off the first two digits of the year. So basically 1999 would just say 99. The problem was when it came to the year 2000, it would have just said 00, like it was 1900. And basically it was this big panic that things like nuclear reactors and airport systems would fail, and people might die, and it might be an absolute disaster, and maybe Medicare wouldn't work either. And so it was a big panic to go and recode all of that, and people didn't think it would happen. Happened at the same time as the end of the big tech boom in the market in the late 1990s.
30 seconds, Simon.
It didn't happen, though. No disaster happened. It got through, and it looks like we're going through the same thing with AI, and we'll probably be looking for a bit of a market dip fairly shortly.
It's called consolidating at lower levels. That was my favorite phrase from the old 20th century, sometimes called a crash. Simon Constable, he's in the south of France where the oaks are swaying menacingly, as they have been for several thousand years. God bless the oaks. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.